This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, when I was studying to be a pastor at our seminary by Milwaukee, Wisconsin, one of the local Wells churches got a new pastor. And when I heard his name, it sounded familiar. I just couldn't place where I'd heard of him before. Then after a little while, it dawned on me. I remember why I'd heard his name before. This was the Wells pastor whose son committed suicide. And I'd heard the story. He was just sitting at home with his wife when they heard a gunshot upstairs. And so the father ran upstairs as fast as he could, and by God's grace, his 16-year-old son lived just long enough to stumble out of his room into his father's arms. And with his last words, that young man confessed his sin to his dad, and his dad told him that Jesus forgave him, and then he died. And his name was Nathan, which is my name. So it's a story that I've never forgotten. It's really terrifying, isn't it? It can happen even in a pastor's family. Suicide is scary even to think about. But suicide is something that we need to talk about. I bet you've seen the statistics. Just in the United States alone, each year 35,000 people commit suicide. And what's even more surprising and even more terrifying is the number of people who attempt to take their own lives. Can you guess what that is? Just in the U.S., each year, 850,000 people attempt suicide. And you hear that and you got to say, there are a lot of people who are struggling. A lot of us are struggling. So the question for us tonight is, what do you do when you feel like you can't go on? Some of you have been there. Some of you might be there right now. What do you do when you just can't take it anymore? Silence doesn't do any good. We've got to talk about suicide. And Judas gives us the chance to talk about suicide. The story of Judas is probably one of the saddest stories that we have in the whole Bible. People in Jesus' day never would have expected the life of Judas to turn out the way it did. Sure, for us today, we hear Judas and we think, well, that's the guy who betrayed Jesus. But that's not what people in Jesus' day thought of Judas. When they thought of Judas, they thought, he's one of the 12. Judas was one of Jesus' hand-picked disciples. He wasn't just the pastor's son. He was the pastor. For 3 years, he spent every single day with Jesus. He heard Jesus preach. He saw Jesus love over and over and over again. And that's what makes Judas's story that much more terrifying. Because you know how it turned out. The Bible says that Satan entered Judas's heart. So he went to the Jewish leaders and he offered to betray Jesus for just 30 silver coins, which was the value of a slave. And then he saw the perfect opportunity on Monday, Thursday night, and he took Jesus' enemies right to Jesus and betrayed him with a kiss. And I hope you realize the warning that there is in Judas' story for all of us. There's a verse in the Bible that says, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. If ever you see somebody else sin and your first thought is, I could never do that, then you don't understand the depth of our sinfulness. If Judas could do it, I could do it. It is a terrifying thing to think of the evil that we're capable of doing. But the problem is, we usually don't realize how sinful we are until it's too late. In our lesson, we're told that when Judas saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse. It seems like Judas genuinely thought that nothing bad was going to come out of his sin. It seemed like he thought that his sin, it was still going to be okay, until he saw Jesus get condemned to die, and then suddenly it hit him. He was seized with remorse. You know that feeling. He was seized with that weight of guilt. And so he went back to those Jewish leaders and he said, I have sinned. I have betrayed innocent blood. He wanted to make it right. He wanted to undo the wrong that he had done. He was sorry. And what did they say? What is that to us? That's your responsibility. Here's one important truth for your life. Whom you turn to really matters. The people that you surround yourself with have a tremendous influence on your life. Judas was sorry for his sin. He was weighed down by guilt. But he turned to the wrong people. That's your responsibility. It makes me think of The Lion King. Do you remember the movie The Lion King? How could you forget, right? It was like the greatest movie that was ever made. In the movie The Lion King, there's a really powerful scene, though. Toward the beginning of the movie, Simba, the little lion cub, gets himself in trouble. And so his father, Mufasa, the great Lion King, he has to jump in to rescue his son. But as he's rescuing his son, Mufasa dies. And so there's this powerful scene where little Simba is crying next to his father's body. And at that moment, his evil uncle Scar comes. And Simba, just racked with guilt, he says to Scar, what am I to do? And do you remember what Scar said? Scar said, run. Run away, Simba. Run away and never come back. That is exactly what the devil tells you when you sin. He comes to you and he says, run. Run away. God can never forgive you. Run away and never come back. That's exactly what the devil said to Judas after he sinned. And here's a lesson we're to learn from Judas. The lesson isn't, don't betray Jesus. Because here's the reality. You have already betrayed Jesus. And I have betrayed Jesus. We betray Jesus every time that we sin. But here's the lesson to learn from Judas. When you betray Jesus, when you sin, what should you do? Judas felt sorry for his sin. But feeling sorry for your sin isn't repentance. Judas probably felt worse than just about any person has ever felt in the history of the world. But there was one thing Judas did not do. He refused to turn to Jesus. Instead, he turned away. Judas is in hell today, not because he betrayed Jesus. Judas is in hell because he refused to believe that Jesus could forgive his sins. And so he ran. We're told that he went out and he hanged himself. Here's why suicide is such a terrifying thing. It sure seems like that person who commits suicide, it sure seems from the outside that they have turned away from God. And you know that without Jesus, there is no salvation. So don't do it. When the weight of your sin hits you, when that guilt begins to set in, when a sadness comes over you that you just don't seem to be able to shake, when you don't think you have the strength to go on anymore, don't do it. Suicide is never the answer. In fact, suicide is the most selfish thing that you could possibly do. Suicide would ruin the lives of everyone you love most. In fact, there is nothing worse that you can do to the people whom you love than to die without giving them the certainty that you believe in Jesus. Running from God is never the answer. Suicide is never the answer. That's what we see in the story of Judas. He felt sorry for his sin. He knew what he had done was wrong, but he refused to turn to Jesus. Instead, he went out and he hanged himself. And here's the sad irony. As Judas was hanging, where was Jesus? Jesus was hanging too. At that very moment, Jesus was hanging on the cross. Why? For Judas. And for you. And for me. Judas thought he had committed this unforgivable sin, and at that very moment, Jesus was dying on the cross to forgive Judas's sin. And so if instead of turning to the Pharisees, if Judas had turned to Jesus, if instead of running away from God, Judas had run to Jesus to the foot of his cross, if he had said, "Jesus, I have sinned, I have betrayed innocent blood," what would Jesus have said? "I forgive you." Jesus does not run away from sin. Jesus does not run away from your sin. Jesus runs towards sin. Jesus runs towards sinners. He came to take our sin away. He says to you, "You are forgiven." When you sin, the devil is going to whisper in your ear, "Run." Do you know what Jesus says? He says, "Come. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Come. Come to Jesus with your sadness. Come to Jesus with your guilt. There is no sin too great for Jesus' forgiveness. There is no problem too big for Jesus' power. There is no sadness too deep for Jesus' love. The devil is whispering to you, "Run." Running is never the answer. Jesus says, "Come. I forgive you. Turn to Jesus. Don't ever turn away." But if we're going to talk about suicide tonight, there's one more big thing that we have to talk about. And that's depression. Some of you are struggling with depression. Many of you have struggled with depression in the past. Depression does something to you. When a person is depressed, that depression focuses that person's thoughts only on himself. Depression is like this cloud that covers over all of God's other blessings in our lives. Depression makes it impossible for you to turn to others, to turn to Jesus for help. I know, because I've been there. At the end of my senior year of high school, right here at MVL, I went through a really tough time. I took medication for depression for 2 years, and I don't think you ever really get over it. And so I can tell you from my own personal experience that when a person is depressed, that depression puts thoughts into your mind that simply aren't true. Thoughts about yourself and thoughts about God. And so I want you to think to yourself, what are the thoughts that come into your mind when you are at that lowest point? What do you think to yourself? Do you think, "Nobody could ever love me? Nobody cares about me. Nobody would miss me if I were gone." If you're struggling with depression, don't be ashamed. You are not alone. But if you're struggling with depression, realize that every one of those thoughts in your mind is 100% a lie. "Nobody cares about me." That is not what God says. God says the opposite. God says that He loves you. Jesus says that you are worth more than the world to Him. You've got to realize that you can't trust the thoughts that you think. This is why you've got to turn to Jesus. Depression is also why, even though suicide is never the answer, depression helps us understand why sometimes people can do terrible things even without completely losing their faith in God. An example would be that pastor's son that I mentioned. He was a believer in Jesus up to the very moment that he died. But he was also a person who struggled with depression. And on that one particularly bad day, he made a terrible decision. At that moment, instead of listening to Jesus, he listened to his sin. He listened to those lies that his sinful nature put into his mind. But that young man still believed in Jesus. And by God's grace, his parents got to hear his confession. They got to see his faith. That man is in heaven because he's saved by God's grace. Just like you and me were saved by God's grace. But don't ever let God's grace ever make you think that suicide is the answer, because it isn't. You've got a different hope. Remember what Jesus says to you? He says, come. You can't trust the thoughts that you put into your own mind, and so you've got to hear Jesus tell you what he thinks about you. You've got to hear Jesus tell you about his love over and over again. For me, the passage that's always been on my mind was my confirmation verse, which says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. You wouldn't believe how many times I've said that verse to myself in my head. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What verse is it for you? You need God's strength in your life. Don't ever stop searching until you find that part of God's word that gives you strength when you need it most. God has so many beautiful things to say to you. King David wrote in the Psalms that God's love is higher than the heavens, and God's faithfulness reaches to the skies. There's another place in the book of Isaiah where God says, can a mother forget the child at her breast? Even if she does forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved your names on the palms of my hands. Do you hear what God is saying to you? Tighter than a mother holds that little baby, God is holding on to you. He loves you so much, he's tattooed your names on his hands. Don't ever go through life without Jesus filling those holes in your heart. So what do you do when you feel like you just can't go on? Turn to Jesus. What do you do when you're just too ashamed to look anyone else in the eye, that you can't believe you did what you just did? You turn to Jesus. What do you do when that cloud of sadness just covers you and there doesn't seem to be any way to break away from it? You turn to Jesus. This is literally a matter of life and death for you and the people whom you love. Don't run. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. During the Holocaust in Germany, there was a lady by the name of Betsy Ten Boom. Have you ever heard of her? She was a Christian lady, and she and her family helped hide Jewish refugees at their house. When you hear about her life, it sounds pretty sad. From birth, she had a condition that prevented her from ever giving birth to children, so she never married. She lived with her parents well into her 50s, and it was at that time that her parents were trying to hide all of these people fleeing from the Nazis until the Nazis caught up with them. And Betsy and her whole family were arrested and taken to a concentration camp. And if that was the story of your life, what thoughts do you think would be coming into your head? Can God really still love me? Does anybody care about me? But that's not what Betsy Ten Boom thought. Even in the middle of that concentration camp where she later died, Betsy was known for saying something. Here's what she liked to say. She said, there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still. When she saw Jesus die on the cross for her, she knew that she was loved always. There is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still. Whatever you are struggling with tonight, and I know that you're struggling, know that there is just one way out. Turn to Jesus. Don't ever turn away. Amen. Let's say a prayer. Dear Lord God, you know about the struggles in our lives. You know about the sadness and the pain and the guilt that we carry with us every single day. You know how the devil stands by our side and whispers in our ear, run. But yet tonight you hold out to us this beautiful promise, come. Lord, we come to you with our wearies and our burdens and our sins. We ask that you give us rest, the only place that rest can be found, in Jesus our Savior. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.